This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 15. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13. It says there, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." End of quote. I do not know where you are and what condition of your mind today. You may have never thought seriously about God. Alternatively, you may be a person who want to know God and pray to Him and get His blessings but do not know how. Or you may be away from God presently and feel a big distance between you and God for some reason. As a result, you do not see your prayers answered. Or you have not been to the church for a period of time. You do not feel like going to church or praying to God either. Listen, God says to you, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." See, there is one condition: you should seek him with all your heart to find God. Nicodemus was a religious leader and still he felt he was away from God. He came to Jesus Christ during night hours. Even though he was a Pharisee, a leader of the Jewish people, he knew he was missing something big in his personal and spiritual life. He wanted to settle it. He wanted to seek God with all his heart and finally decided to go to Jesus and talk to him. When he came, he said to Jesus that he knew Jesus came from God because no one would be able to do the signs and wonders Jesus did if he has not come from God. But you listen to the first response of Jesus to this God seeker. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." End of quote. John chapter 3, verse 3. My dearly beloved, you have to be born again. There is no shortcut to know and experience God in your life. You have to be born again. Nicodemus was confused when he heard this. How can a man born again after he born from his mom one time? Jesus explained how he can born again in John chapter 3. Jesus said, "Everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." By believing and accepting Jesus as your only Savior, because he paid for all your sins on the cross of Calvary, you can born again into God's family as a child of God. Have you born again as of yet? By inviting Jesus Christ into your heart, by confessing with your mouth Jesus as the Lord and Savior, you can be born again into God's family now and inherit all heavenly blessings. Secondly, if you feel like God is far away from you, most probably you may have unowned and unconfessed sin in your life. You do not feel like praying. You do not feel like going to church anymore. You lost your fellowship and friendship with God. You know you are a child of God, but now for some reason you are away from Him. The fact is this: God is not away from you, but you are away from Him. The prodigal son was away from father's home, and he lost all good loving fellowship of his father. However, he came to his senses one day. He stood up and decided to own up his sins. He said, "I will go home and confess my sin to my father." His father was waiting for him to come back from the very day he left that home. The moment the father saw the boy coming, he ran toward him, embraced him, and received him as his son again. The son only wanted to work as one of his servants. However, father reinstated him not as a servant, but as his son. He poured out all his love and compassion on his once lost son. You see, Bible says if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9. Another reason is pride and richness. Pride and richness is the reason why probably you feel you are away from God. You know, it is hard for such people to come to Jesus. We need humility to accept the fact, accept our condition, and come to Jesus for help. Jesus said, "God bless those who are poor in spirit, and those who realize the need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is going to be theirs. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. My friend, will you come to the loving presence of the Lord today? Bible says Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your life. Don't you hear his knocking again and again? If you open your door, if you open the door of your heart, Jesus will come in and will fellowship, have fellowship with you. Big blessings are in store for you. Please come. It does not matter if you never knew God, and it does not matter if you were away from him for a period of time. Wherever you are, whatever condition you are in, you come now. Jesus is lovingly calling you. Would you come? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I seek you with all my heart. I come to you now. I thank you for your love toward me. I invite your Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, into my life now. I open the door of my heart. Please come in. Please forgive me and save me, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.